Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Aleph. Though the name of this set of halachot is technically Hilchot Tefillah uBirkat Kohanim, it is typically referred to simply as Hilchot Tefillah, and we will refer to it this way, as only the last two of its 15 chapters deal with Birkat Kohanim. The Rambam counts in the Koteret to these halachot only two mitzvot, one of tefillah, which we'll look at momentarily, and one of Birkat Kohanim. The word tefillah is used colloquially in modern Hebrew, like the term davening we borrow from Yiddish, to refer to the entire prayer service from beginning to end. But in Chazal, tefillah refers specifically to the Amidah, also called the Shmona Esrei, that we say three times a day. The Rambam will also use the term in that more limited context, but he opens these halachot with a broader characterization of tefillah, which emerges from the formulation of the first mitzvah in the Koteret, La'avod et Hashem b'tefillah b'chol yom, to serve God through prayer every day. What is the nature of this service? He clarifies in Halacha Aleph, Mitzvat aseh litpalel b'chol yom, shnemar va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem. Mipi ha'shmua amru sh'avodah zo hi tefillah, v'ne'amar ul ovdo b'chol levavchem. Amru chachamim, ezo hi avodah sh'balev, zo tefillah. The term avodah, in the context of how we serve Hashem, usually refers to the sacrificial order in the Beit HaMikdash. And indeed, the Rambam calls his book of the Mishnah Torah on that topic Sefer Avodah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that says, Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, al ha'torah, Val Havodah, Val Gmur Chasadim, the word Avodah there also refers to the sacrificial order. But Chazal's tradition is that the pasuk of Va'avadetem et Hashem Elokeichem refers to a different, more personal and intimate type of Avodah, the kind we refer to in Kriyat Shema in the words Ul Ovdo B'chol Levavchem, serving God through our hearts and minds. This is prayer. Just as sacrificing an animal is symbolic of our complete subservience to God, see the Ramban in his commentary on the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. In our prayers as well, we turn toward Hashem and express our total dependence on His divine mercy. What are the parameters of this mitzvah? The Rambam continues, Ve'ein minyan hatfilot min haTorah, ve'lo mishne hatfilah hazot min haTorah, ve'ein latfilah zman kavua min haTorah. Ulefichach nashim v'avadim chayavin batfilah, lefi shehi mitzvah taseh shelo hazman grama. The Torah mitzvah of prayer is very amorphous. No fixed time, no standard text, and no set number of prayers during the day. Hence, women are obligated in this mitzvah, as it can be done at any time, and this isn't Zman Grama. But it must be done once a day, as the Rambam wrote at the start of Halacha Aleph and in the Koteret. The source of the Rambam for this daily frequency is not at all clear. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvot, rejects the Rambam's characterization of tefillah as a mitzvah midoraita. He quotes numerous places in the Gemara which refer to tefillah as a mitzvah derabanan. The Rambam would understand all of those as referring not to the original Torah mitzvah of tefillah, but to the rabbinic version of it that he will explicate shortly. The Ramban further questions how the Rambam arrived at his once-a-day requirement for the mitzvah of tefillah d'oraita, and indeed this is a strong question. The Ramban's own understanding is that on the Torah level, tefillah is not a mitzvah at all, but rather a prerogative. One of the kindnesses Hashem bestows upon us is that He listens when we call out to Him. The only time when the Ramban concedes there is a mitzvah to call out to God is during an eight tzara, a time of distress like famine or war, based on the pasuk in Parshat Balotcha, which speaks about blowing the chatzotzrot, the trumpets, during such a time. The Rambam indeed counts that as a mitzvah in Hilchot Taniyot, laws of fast days, because a fast day is a day devoted to that kind of calling out in an eight tzara. But here, the Rambam is talking about something else, a mitzvah to communicate with God every day as a form of regular service. Ironically, the understanding of the Ramban that daily tefillah is entirely rabbinic, even as it weakens the obligation of tefillah relative to the Rambam, ends up increasing the burden of this mitzvah upon women, as we'll discuss more in a few minutes. Continuing in Halacha Bet, Ela chiyuv mitzvah zo kachu,
שיהי אדם מפלל ומחנן בכל יום ומגיד שבחו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואחר כך שואל צרכין שהוא צריך להן בבקשה ובתחינה. ואחר כך נותן שבח והודיה לשם על הטובה שהשפיע לו, כל אחד ואחד כפי כוחו. Even though the mitzvah d'oraita of tefillah lacks details of timing, text, and number per day, the basic structure of tefillah must be the tripartite division the Rambam lays out here, beginning with shevach, general praise of God, moving to bakasha, where we request all that we need, and ending with hoda'ah, thanking God for everything he has given us. As we'll see, this is exactly the structure of the Amidah we say every day. Halacha Gimel. Im haya ragil, marbe bitchina uvakasha. Vim haya aral sefatayim, medaber kefi yochlo uvachol et shirtze. V'chein minyan ha-tfilot, kol echad ve'echad kefi yocholto. Yesh shemipalel pam achat bayom, v'yesh shemipalel pamim harbe, v'akol hayu mipalin nochach ha-mikdash, v'chol makom shiyeh. V'chein haya ha-davar tamid mimoshe Rabbeinu ad Ezra. On the Torah level, the parameters of tefillah are very personal. Someone who is eloquent will say more, and someone who is inarticulate will say less. Some people will choose to engage in tefillah with greater frequency, and others less often. Everyone, though, faces the Beit HaMikdash when they say tefillah, to indicate that just like what goes on in the Mikdash, this too is a type of avodah of divine service. Halacha Dalet. כיוון שגלו ישראל בימי נבוכדנצר הרשע, נתערבו בפרס ויוון ושאר האומות, ונולדו להם בנים בארצות הגויים, ואותן הבנים נתבלבלה שפתם, והייתה שפת כל אחד ואחד מעורבת מלשונות הרבה, וכיוון שהיה מדבר, אינו יכול לדבר כל צרכו בלשון אחת, אלא בשיבוש, שנאמר, ובניהם חצי מדבר אשדודית, ואינם מכירים לדבר יהודית וכלשון עם ועם. After the Churban Bayit Rishon, Jews were intermingled with other nations speaking other languages, and their children grew up speaking an incoherent dialect, which was a hodgepodge of words from different languages. The generation which grew up in exile was incapable of speaking properly in a single language.
ומפני זה, כשהיה אחד מהן מפלל, תקצר לשונו לשאול חפציו או להגיד שבח הקדוש ברוך הוא בלשון הקודש, עד שיערב עמה לשונות אחרות. וכיוון שראה עזרא ובית הינו כך, עמדו ותקנו להם 18 ברכות על הסדר.
No one was able to formulate tefillah properly in Hebrew, without mixing in words from other languages, and so Ezra and his Beit Din determined that it was necessary to establish a fixed text for tefillah. And this is what we call the Shmona Esrei, because the original version contained 18 brachot. We'll see at the start of Perek Bet that a 19th bracha was added later.
שלוש ראשונות שבח לשם, ושלוש אחרונות הודיה, ואמצעיות יש בהן שאלת כל הדברים שאין כמו אבות לכל חפצי איש ואיש, ולצורכי הציבור כולם, כדי שיהיו ארוחות בפי הכל, וילמדו אותם, ותהיה תפילת אלו העילגים, תפילה שלמה כתפילת בעל הלשון הצחה. ומפני עניין זה תקנו כל הברכות והתפילות הסדורות בפי כל ישראל, כדי שיהיה כל עניין ברכה ארוך בפי העילג.
The first three brachot of the Shmona Esrei are praise of God, the last three express thanks to God, and the middle ones, 12 and later 13, are different forms of individual and communal requests. In this manner, every person says his tefillah using the same text, and both the eloquent, the Baal Lashon Hatzacha, and the one who stumbles in his speech, the Ileg, can fulfill this mitzvah in the same proper manner. Not only the text, but also the timing of tefillah was standardized, as the Rambam continues, in Halacha Hei.
V'chein tiknu shihei minyan ha-tefillot k'minyan ha-korbanot. Shtei tefillot b'chol yom k'neged shnei tmidin. V'chol yom shiyesh bo korban musaf, tiknu bo tefillah shlishit k'neged korban musaf. U'tefillah shekneged tamid shal boker, hi hanikreit tefillat ha-shachar. U'tefillah shekneged tamid shal bein ha-arbaim, hi hanikreit tefillat mincha. ותפילה שכנגד המוספין היא הנקראת תפילת המוספין. וכן התקינו שיהי אדם מפלל תפילה אחת בלילה, שהרי עברי תמיד של בין הארבעים מתעכלים כל הלילה, שנאמר היא העולה. כעניין שנאמר ערב ובוקר וצהריים אסיחה ואהמה. ואין תפילת ערבית חובה כתפילת שחרית ומנחה, ואף על פי כן נהגו כל ישראל בכל מקומות מושבותיהם להתפלל ערבית, וקיבלו עליהם כתפילת חובה.
There is a debate in the fourth parak of Masechet Brachot whether the tefillot of Shacharit, Mincha, and Ma'ariv were established by the Avot or were enacted corresponding to the daily communal sacrifices. Interestingly, the Rambam seems to accept both opinions. In Hilchot Melachim, Parak Tet, he says that Avram was the first to daven Shacharit, Yitzchak added Mincha, and Yaakov added Ma'ariv. And here he says that part of the enactment of Ezra was that the tefillot follow the pattern of the korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. Shacharit corresponds to the Tamid Shel Shachar, and Mincha corresponds to the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbaim. These were the two communal sacrifices offered every day. On special days like Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, and Yamim Tovim, there was also a korban musaf, and corresponding to that, we say tefillat musaf on each of those days. No korbanot can be offered at night, but the limbs of the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbaim would burn all night on the Mizbeach. Based both on that and on a pasuk in Tehillim, which speaks of calling out to Hashem, Erev Avoker V'Tzahorayim, Ezra established a third daily tefillah of Ma'ariv, or Arvit. Even though it was established as optional, because it does not correspond to an actual korban like the others, Ma'ariv has been accepted by Klal Yisrael everywhere as obligatory on the same level as Shacharit and Mincha. Let's pause here to return to the question of women's obligation in tefillah. The Gemara in Brachot says explicitly that women are obligated in tefillah, despite the fact that it seems to be zman grama, as it is said at three fixed times during the day, because tefillah is a form of rachame, beseeching God to have mercy on us, and women share in the need to approach God in this manner. How to understand this Gemara may depend on the debate we saw earlier about whether there is any mitzvah d'oraita of tefillah at all. According to the approach of the Ramban, that tefillah is entirely rabbinic, this Gemara seems to obligate women in tefillah at the same level as men, three times a day. This indeed is the view of several Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Yonah, and Poskim like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishneh Berurah believes that women are obligated in Shacharit and Mincha every day, but not in Ma'ariv, because only the men of Klal Yisrael accepted Ma'ariv as obligatory, rather than optional, as Ezra originally established, not the women. But if we take the approach of the Rambam, that there is a Torah obligation of tefillah, then we can understand this Gemara about women completely differently. Only the rabbinic version of tefillah is zman grama, because it relates to fixed times of the day. But the Torah mitzvah of tefillah has no fixed time, and this is what women are obligated in. This is the understanding of the Magen Avram in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, and he concludes that even a brief supplication that women say after washing hands in the morning suffices to fulfill their obligation. They don't need to say any of the three regular daily tefillot. Reading the Rambam just in our perek seems to support the view of the Magen Avram, as the Rambam mentioned the obligation of women back in Halacha Bet, when he was discussing the Torah mitzvah of tefillah, which has no fixed text or fixed time. However, the Rambam repeats at the end of Perek Vav that women are obligated in tefillah, and some understand that there he is referring to the same rabbinic obligation as men, to say the Shmona Esrei three times every day. So the position of the Rambam on this question is not entirely clear. For a fuller discussion of the obligation of women in tefillah, please check out the website deracheha.org, devoted to the general topic of women and mitzvot. Halacha Zayin. V'chein tiknu tefillah achar tefillat amincha samuch l'shkiat hachama b'yom ha'tanit belvad kedei lehosif tchina uvakasha mipnei ha'tanit. V'zo ha'tefillah nikrei tefillat ni'ila. Klomar, ninalu sharei hashamayim ba'ad ha'shemesh v'nistera. לפי שאין מפעלין אותה, אלא סמוך לשקיעת החמה. נמצאו התפילות בכל יום שלוש, ערבית ושחרית ומנחה, ובשבתות ובמועדים ובראשי חודשים ארבע, שלוש של כל יום, ותפילת המוספין, וביום הכיפורים חמש, ארבע אלו, ותפילת נעילה.
Aside from the four tefillot we've discussed, Ezra and his Beit Din established an additional tefillah with which to close a communal fast day as a way of increasing supplication on a day that is meant to be completely suffused with calling out to God. It is called Tefillat Ni'ilah, meaning closing, and it is said at the close of the day just before the sun sets. We say Ni'ilah only once a year, on Yom Kippur. But in earlier times, when fast days would be imposed on the occasion of an extended drought, when there was a dire need for rain, Ni'ilah was added on such days as well. Halacha Tet. Tfilot elu ein pochatin mehen, aval mosifin alehen.
אם רצה אדם שיתפלל כל היום כולו, הרשות בידו, וכל אותן התפילות שיוסיף כמו מקריב נדבות. לפיכך צריך שיחדש דבר בתפילה בכל ברכה וברכה מן האמצעיות, מעין הברכה. ואם חידש אפילו בברכה אחת, דיו, כדי להודיע שהיא נדבה, לא חובה. ושלוש ראשונות ושלוש אחרונות לעולם אין מוסיפים בהן ולא פוחתים מהן ואין משנים בהן דבר.
The three daily tefillot represent a minimum, not a maximum. Just as there were voluntary sacrifices, korbanot nedava, so too a person is allowed to add tefillot nedava, and can even spend all day in prayer if he wishes to. He must indicate that his tefillah is nedava, however, by adding something to each of the middle brachot of bakasha, or at least to one of them. No changes should be made to the first three or to the last three brachot. Despite the seeming enthusiasm of the Rambam for tefillot nedava, later poskim frowned upon the practice, because for most people it is enough of a challenge to summon up the appropriate focus and intensity for the three obligatory tefillot each day. The Shulchan Aruch rules that only one who is very confident in his ability to focus properly without distraction should say a tefillat nedava if he wishes, and the Aruch HaShulchan recommends avoiding tefillot nedava nowadays altogether. The Rambam closes the perek with three limitations on tefillat nedava.
Halacha Yud. Ein ha-tzibur unpalin tefillat nedava, lefi she-ein ha-tzibur mevi'in korban nedava. Ve-lo yitpalel afilu yachid musaf shtayim, achat chovat hayom v'achat nedava, lefi she-ein mitnadvin korban musaf. Ve-yesh min ha-geonim mi shehora, she-asur lipalel tefillat nedava b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim, lefi she-ein makrivin behen nedava, ela chovat hayom bilvad.
Since there is no communal voluntary sacrifice, so too the tzibur cannot say a tefillat nedava. The Korban Musaf could not be offered voluntarily, only on the fixed days when it was required, and in the exact form required, hence one should not say Tefillat Musaf as a Nedava. And finally, since no voluntary offerings were brought on Shabbat or Yom Tov, because shechting an animal is a malacha, and only permitted on Shabbat and Yom Tov for sacrifices which must be offered that day, many of the Gaonim forbid saying a Tefillat Nedava on Shabbat or Yom Tov. In a lengthy hasaga here, the Ravid gives a different reason for the last point about Shabbat and Yom Tov. The entire purpose of Tefillat Nedava is to emphasize our dependence on God by asking Him for everything we need. But the Tefillot on Shabbat and Yom Tov don't include requests for our needs, as we'll see in the next perek, and as we know from experience, the Shmona Esrei of Shabbat and that of Yom Tov contain none of the usual brachot of Bakasha from the middle of the weekday Shmona Esrei. The Rambam, though, as we know from the very beginning of this perek, sees tefillah not primarily as a vehicle for asking God for what we need, but as avodah shebalev, a way of serving God by communicating with Him and expressing recognition of our complete dependence upon Him. As such, it makes sense that the Rambam would see no problem with adding even a Shmona Esrei of Shabbat or Yom Tov as a tefillat nedava, were it not for the fact that no korbanot nedava can be offered on Shabbat or on Yom Tov. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.